This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9.
You are on Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass. AGM's tomorrow. Four vacancies for board members. There are five candidates. We are speaking to four of the candidates this morning.
And our next candidate is
Jane Smith. And we ask all candidates, Jane, the same questions. If we get an additional question from a listener, we try to fit that in as well. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Macca. Good morning, Tass.
Good morning, Jane. So, Jane, why are you nominating to be on the board?
I came from being a pretty visible lesbian in Sydney to move to Ballarat about 4 years ago, and it took me back probably 30-odd years about how hard it is to be a member of this community. And it made me realise, I was opening a new museum of democracy, and of course the whole issue around marriage equality and rights for the LGBTI community were one of the key issues. And I realised that there's a lot of people who don't have a voice, particularly in regional Australia. And so I got to know Joy and became a member, was asked onto the board. So I've been there for a couple of months, and I think it's a great organisation and I'd like to make a contribution.
Fantastic.
We like that. So if you're successfully elected to the Joy board, and this has two parts, this question, what do you bring and what will be your contribution?
Okay. Most of my career has been around strategy, content, technology, innovation, and, you know, I worked at the ABC at one stage and I worked in radio and I worked in strategy. And so I think I've got a range of, I guess, skills and experiences that I think would help Joy. Joy's obviously got a great future in front of it. There's things like having to move to the Pride Centre. There's a range of technology transition issues. And I think that I could help with all of those decisions.
So you obviously have some insights into some of the key issues. What might be some of those?
Well, of course, when you're in a technology space, then everything's changing. FM will change at some point. There's the whole rise of podcasts. If you move from this building, then you've got to think, what does your transmission look like? There's a whole lot of audience development issues in terms of Joy having a larger footprint rather than just its current sort of analogue one. So, yeah, I think there's lots of interesting things to be considered.
So why should our listeners this morning vote for you, Jane?
I've been on a number of boards and I've worked for not-for-profits, and I think community organisations are very special in the world that we live in today, which often discounts community. And as I say, I think I have a particular perspective about how hard it is in regional Australia, and I think that could help the board think about what they do next.
Yes. Now, so we asked this question of our previous... Sorry, one, Tass caught me unawares there. I was actually thinking of another question. How do you... Now, I'm not thinking of that. How do you see Joy in 5 years' time?
I think Joy will be the kind of go-to place for the LGBTI community. I think the podcast will go through the roof. I think it will be in a brand-new home and... it will be representing the community in a much more visible way even than it is now.
Jane, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I need to ask you one other thing. You talked about the sort of being a visible lesbian. What does that mean?
Well, it's interesting in a week of Harvey Weinstein conversations.
Yes.
You know, when I started in Telecom Australia... You couldn't be a lesbian.
Telecom Australia.
That's how long ago it is. I'm showing my age here. You could not be a lesbian. And it was a very difficult workplace. And then I went to the ABC and that kind of became okay. But, you know, I made decisions that I would be a very visible lesbian in my work life, which at the time when I did it was quite controversial.
I understand it.
I think it means you're being out.
Well, you have to, you have to be of an age to understand some of those decisions, I think.
Yeah, Jane, thank you very much for your time this morning. Thanks for coming
in. And good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.